10. Emergency meeting.
Nick, how far out are you?
I frantically yelled into the party chat. I had Alfred notify me the moment he was in range for using it. Lucky me, parties persisted through logouts if they were intact when you logged out in the first place.
Halfway through first? Maybe? All looks the same, came the labored response.
I guess it was hard on a character half the size of a human moving with a fraction of the stamina. At the moment, however, I was having a little trouble feeling bad for the guy.
Cobalt hits you for 2 damage. You dodged Cobalt's attack. Cobalt hits you for 2 damage. Cobalt hits you for 2 damage. Cobalt hits you for 2 damage. You dodged Cobalt's attack. You dodged Cobalt's attack. You dodged Cobalt's attack. HP, 89 of 120.
The first thing keeping me alive during this was that these kobolds had shit stats and were not fighters. They were miners with pickaxes. Their lower chance to hit meant I was dodging slightly more than my skill would normally allow. That didn't change the fact that I was forced to fight 8 of them at a time on this ramp, and around half their attacks were still connecting. As quickly as I was able, I stepped forward with a double thrust and ran my twin short swords, sorry, gnomish long swords, through the necks of the 2 centermost kobolds. I needed to start thinning them out as quickly as possible.
You have slain kobold, times 2.
As the 2 in the center fell, 2 more stepped up to take their place. I stepped back to give some space to dodge the counterattacks from the outer 6.
Kobold hits you for 2 damage. You dodged kobold's attack. You dodged kobold's attack. You dodged kobold's attack. You dodged Cobalt's attack.
I'm almost there, Jack. I completely ran out of SP and collapsed. Sorry, I'll add some points to endurance in the next level,
came Nick's voice in party chat. He sounded sincerely apologetic.
As soon as you get here, shoot the one farthest to the right and then cover your eyes, okay?
I said, hoping this plan would be the most efficient use of resources.
You have slain Cobalt, times 2.
I most likely only had time to kill the 2 in the middle again before Nick showed up. As soon as they fell, I started stepping backwards to get the horde around the corner so that Nick could see them sooner. The seconds started to feel like they were stretching on into minutes, even though it was mere moments before the next stage in the battle began.
Cobalt hits you for 2 damage. Cobalt hits you for 2 damage. Cobalt hits you for 2 damage. You dodged Cobalt's attack. You dodged Cobalt's attack. Nick has slain Cobalt.
The last notification was exactly what I was waiting for. The second thing keeping me was the fact that my first friend was an artificer in training and was where I got all my wonderful toys. Well, he would be eventually. Right now, he only made flash bombs that were perfect for situations like this. I started stepping to my left as I dropped the flash bomb at my feet. I had a second or two before the device went off, so I got to the wall and shielded my eyes.
You blinded Cobalt, times 79.
As soon as the notification came up, I immediately pulled off another double thrust. I realized earlier that if I could get an attack off at the very beginning of the blind, I should be able to get one more attack in.
You have slain Cobalt, times 2.
Nick, stick to the ones on the right. I'm going to start working my way through the leftmost monsters,
I instructed him. I already knew enough about Nick to know he would do everything he could to follow those instructions and not let me down, so I didn't even bother waiting for his acknowledgement. The idea was that he would have clear lines of fire since I was pushed to the opposite side. If he could kill them quickly enough, it would also help keep my flanks safe.
On it, Jack,
came the reply I knew I'd eventually get.
Nick has slain Cobalt. You have slain Cobalt times 2. You have slain Cobalt times 2.
Looks like the little guy has a little over half my attack speed, but he's doing heavy damage without a lot in the way of skills and stats for it. I guess it's from his crossbow he's always tinkering with, I mused, impressed with his damage output. Well, impressed considering his build, gear, and general disposition. Either way, it was easy enough to rack up 10 kills total before the blind wore off.
Nick has slain Cobalt. You have slain Cobalt times 2.
Fall back behind me! I'll try to keep them occupied,
I ordered as I moved towards the center of the new front as the kobolds got their bearings back. I knew Nick would get stabbed pretty much non-stop if he got targeted. Even with the help from Nick, though, We weren't going to be able to kill all of them before something bad happened.
Do you have any more of those firebombs? I asked.
Yeah, but I thought they were unsafe down here because they would draw attention, he said in alarm.
In another situation, his concerns would be completely founded.
Nick, first, this is unsafe already. Second, we already have their attention. These walls should hold, so don't worry about that either. I have a feeling this tunnel was reinforced, I said, completely devoid of any particular opinions on the tunnel's structural integrity.
If you're sure,
Nick responded, clearly concerned that my assessment was not as scientific as the situation warranted.
It's our only option, so what's the worst that could happen?
Well, we might have more options, but I don't feel like dodging pickaxes anymore.
Throw it and run as soon as I turn around.
The key to this plan doing something that vaguely resembled working properly was to make sure I turned in between attacks. If I turned my back at the wrong time and caught a pickaxe in the ass cheek, I was pretty sure I'd have to start a new character out of pure shame, assuming, of course, that was even an option. Never mind the fact that I might not get away from the blast area with a shredded glute.
You dodged Kobold's attack.
The first one came after me and telegraphed his attack pretty blatantly. Unfortunately, I saw three of the little bastards get awful curious about my gnome friend, so I swung my swords in their direction. I didn't deal damage, but somehow got their attention.
Kobold hits you for 2 damage. Kobold hits you for 2 damage. Kobold hits you for 2 damage. You dodged Kobold's attack. You dodged Kobold's attack. You dodge Kobold's attack. You dodged Kobold's attack. HP 75 of 120.
Thanks to the combat system, it should take a few seconds for them to recover and get a chance to act again. Tactically speaking, that meant this was the perfect time to turn and run my ass off.
Nick, now!
I screamed into party chat as I spun on a single foot and immediately ran. I caught a glimpse of Nick activating the firebomb and lobbing it into the throng of miners and pulling a quick 180 as well. I also realized I was gaining on him. His race's tiny legs a hindrance. Once again, I grabbed him and pulled him as I sped past. The encumbrance started draining what I didn't realize until now was my almost drained SP bar. The nonstop dodging and attacking finally took its toll. And I must have missed the low SP notice in all the commotion, I thought to myself. I almost panicked as I realized I may not have enough SP to get both of us out of the tunnel. To hell with it. Either both of us make it out, or we both die here. I could hear the telltale click of the firebomb right before it went off. I dug deep and burned through the last couple of points of stamina as I reached the end of the tunnel. Nick realized I'd just run out of gas and managed to throw what little body weight he had into pulling me around the corner and out of the path of the fireball that flew out of the mouth of the tunnel with a near-deafening whoosh. After the flame died down, I was left sitting on my ass and leaning up against the wall, catching my breath as my SP bar slowly filled. Alfred took the opportunity to inform me that it filled more slowly if it had been completely empty. I barely had time to grumble about the annoying mechanic before I started seeing notifications pop up for the entire fight.
Combat overview.
Note: when in combat with a very large number of foes, experience earned is shown when all enemies are slain. In addition, a tally of all enemies slain is provided. Enemies slain: Kobold soldiers, x4. Kobold war komodos, x4. Kobolds, x96. Experience earned, 1,100 XP. You have reached level 5. You are awarded the following: +3 agility, +5 intellect, +1 endurance, +5 free attribute points. Achievement earned: Spartan. As a group, slay 100 or more enemies in a single encounter. Reward: 10 skill points, 3 bonus points to party leader's leadership skill. Achievement earned: One man army. Stand alone against 100 or more enemies and survive. Reward: 5 free attribute points and automatic progress to next level. You have reached level 6. You are awarded the following: +3 agility, +5 intellect, +1 endurance, +5 free attribute points. The boosts from the achievements nearly made me choke. I stared at them so intently, I nearly missed that I ranked up most of my main skills as well. Gadgets and trick weapons has increased to 4.
Light armor has increased to 5. Short swords has increased to 7. Dual wielding has increased to 7. Dodge has increased to 6. Stealth has increased to 6. Leadership has increased to 7. New ability. At leadership 5, you gain the ability to lead a party made of multiple teams. Perception has increased to 2.
I did the math. Something that could have saved me a lot of headache earlier in the day, and realized that single fight, massive though it was, had just net me 2 levels, 15 free attribute points, and 29 skill ups total. Alfred, is this normal? I know we got the achievements, but holy shit! I thought as I considered trying to power level some stats by hunting down kobold armies.
No, sir, this is not typical. It is what you would call luck that you managed to find so many low-level creatures so close together. Also, it is luck your friend Nick arrived when he did. Also, it is luck that he knew how to make flash grenades. Also, it is luck that you fought enemies wielding improvised weapons that reduced their chances to hit. Also, it is luck that you got all of them with a single flash grenade the first time. Sir, what I'm trying to say, and do forgive the phrase, this was entirely dumb luck, and will be very difficult, if not impossible, to replicate at a later date. I would strongly recommend assessing your foes more carefully in the future. As for the skill increases at the end of combat, you went into this fight with an effective intellect of 60, where skills are concerned. As I said before, this can greatly increase the rate at which skills improve. From feedback from players so far, magic is believed to be too potent for a player to restrict themselves the way you have, sir. Many would not give up the raw power one wields when using magic in exchange for your ability to learn and improve skills, prodigious though it may be, he concluded.
Please don't rain on my parade, Alfred. Besides, I don't care about power. Being some sort of mage god and leveling in dungeons by yourself isn't the only way to make money. As far as these skill points are concerned, do I have to spend them now or can I hold on to them? I asked, hoping I could bank them.
The skill points can be saved as you would free attribute points, but I fail to see why you would, sir, he responded.
It was somewhat comforting that he didn't know why I wanted to stockpile for now. I'm not saving all of them, but I do get weapons training when I get back if I complete the bonus conditions of my rogue quest. I'm holding on to some to quickly improve that skill. After looking over my list of skills, I decided to spend 6 skill points now and save 4 for my new weapon skill, which would probably be daggers. I spent 1 on parry to meet the bonus requirements for my quest. 4 went into dodge now that the realism dial was getting cranked up on me, and those pickaxes hurt. And the last went into perception. Maybe now I'll see when I'm grossly outnumbered. As for attributes, I dumped my 5 points from the achievement into endurance, 5 from one level bonus into agility, and 5 from the other level bonus into intellect. With all that, I managed to get a massive increase in SP, a big boost in damage and dodge chance, and some breathing room on my skill level cap. I was fairly certain I would be miserable playing a character that was more limited in how many skill ranks I could have, magic be damned. Although speaking of magic, I asked Alfred to remind me of how I felt about skill restrictions if I ever saw someone fly through the air or call lightning from the sky. After looking at how many skills were progressing, I realized I'd be miserable playing a character that had to be careful about what skills he learned and leveled up. Even with Master of None, it felt like I was incredibly limited. Then again, I'd picked up 14 skills, and aside from tracking and lockpicking, each was coming along quite nicely with several level ups. With that sort of versatility, who needed to wield unstoppable magical power that could flatten scores of kobolds with fireballs?
Yep, sure not going to miss magic.